Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. Here to tell it to you straight, I'm going to be brutally honest about everything like every day. God bless America, this is the Steve Greer Show, and here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, so is the First Lady of France a dude? Well, Candace Owens says the answer appears to be yes, and she's going all in on this one and says she will stake her whole career and reputation on that claim. All right, we'll see. Number two, in Chicago, an outbreak of a disease that was thought to be under control a long time ago, measles. And the CDC is on the scene where several illegal aliens in a shelter have come down with a disease where it's apparently spreading. And number three, there is no bump, nothing, not a zero. Remember how I told you a couple of days ago that CNN was crowing about how Joe Biden had done such an amazing job in the State of the Union? That 65% of the people watching gave him a favorable nod for his performance? And remember how I told you that was the lowest number ever in the 25 years that CNN has been polling people immediately following the State of the Union? Well, as it turns out, I was spot on. Yeah, caught that lie before it got too far down the road. Because today I can tell you, looking at every single post-speech poll, that Joe Biden got no bump at all in the polls. None. Nothing. In fact, some polls show him losing ground in every single battleground state today. Donald Trump is winning. If the election for president were held today, Trump would win the White House. Republicans would hold the House by a slightly larger margin, but slim, and pull to a 50-50 tie in the Senate, or possibly squeak out to a majority with 51 or 52 seats. West Virginia is already going red. And any seat from other vulnerable Democrats in Ohio, Montana, Arizona, maybe even Michigan, could swing the upper chamber red. So why is there no bump for Joe Biden? Presidents always get a bump coming off the State of the Union, and I mean always, but not this time, not for Joe Biden, so the question is, why not? Well, the only answer, really, it has to be policy. Americans of all backgrounds, all races, all religions, all education levels, every single demographic in the country showing a shift away from Democrats and their elderly standard bearer, it comes down to one failed policy after another. It's pretty much that simple. Look, if Joe Biden was delivering like another old man, a guy named Santa Claus, he'd be winning by 20 points. He's trying to play Santa Claus and give away free stuff, but it's not working. Because the only thing he is delivering to millions of Americans is disappointment, anxiety, fear. Not fear of Republicans, but fear that Joe Biden could actually win again. One of those failed policies that everyone sees and hears about every day, of course, is the wide-open southern border. A place that is letting in all kinds of people that are never vetted before they get gift cards, cell phones, and tickets for the next flight to the heart of America. Many could be terrorists. It means that communities are struggling to find places for these people to sleep, eat, and survive. And now, well, there are bigger problems popping up, as I mentioned. Congratulations. A once-eradicated disease, measles, back and spreading at shelters for illegals in Chicago. People in the area, not impressed, as you can imagine. Listen.
Tonight, as more migrants arrive at the city's landing zone, public health officials say they're being screened and offered measles vaccinations. This as the number of infections continues to grow at this Pilsen migrant shelter, where drop-offs of donations reveal a current of desperation.
They're taking action by vaccinating them. They're taking action by screening them, but we're a little bit too late. We should have been doing this from the beginning.
Officials confirmed three new measles cases here, bringing the total at this shelter to seven in less than a week, prompting the arrival of CDC officials who are providing guidance on monitoring symptoms, shelter quarantine and isolation practices, and the shelter vaccination campaign now underway across the city.
We have, CDC has provided vaccines for the response as they need, and technical support, laboratory support as well.
To create more space for quarantine, the city says some migrants are being moved to unnamed hotels. More contagious than COVID-19, an infected person can spread measles to up to 90% of people close to them who aren't immune.
Yeah. Spreading measles. Of course, we have all heard about Lake and Riley, too. And all the other Americans that have been killed at the hands of illegals that have poured into this country. And we've heard stories about terrorists making their way here to lay in wait, to form sleeper cells that will attack when the time is right. Scare tactics or truth? We're going to find out. But what about black-hearted deviance, the old-fashioned kind of evil that exists from time to time? Are we letting that in? I mean, I'm certain some terrorists have gotten in, and we will pay a steep price for that someday soon, but there is more. Trust me, and while we're at it, how about letting in serial killers? How about that? How about letting serial killers into America? I mean, no human is illegal, right? That's the cry. Listen to this.
We begin in the ABC 7 Alert Center with breaking news and a warning. You may find the details of this story disturbing. A woman accused in Mexico of several murders and body dismemberments, even removing victims' hearts, is arrested in El Paso. And within the last 10 minutes, ABC 7 obtained this arrest photo. She is Michelle Angelica Pineda, also known as La Cheli. She was wanted for 5 murders in Juarez. She's also suspected of being involved in several other killings. Investigators say she crossed illegally into the U.S. and was operating on behalf of the gang Artistas Asesinos, or Assassin Artists. The FBI says Pineda was known for extreme brutality, dismembering bodies, removing hearts, and placing the hearts in front of Santa Muerte statues. Authorities say they found guns, machetes, and fentanyl, as well as other drugs at the motel. El Paso's FBI says several law enforcement agencies worked together to arrest Pineda at an El Paso motel.
Yeah, you heard that right. We let a full-blown serial killer into the country. Yeah, she came in illegally. Thankfully, she was caught. But how many more are there? How many more serial killers are there in 10 million people that have flowed into the country illegally? Maybe 15 million. Nobody actually knows the number. That's a question I'd like answered. I bet you'd like that answered as well. And when it comes to the policies of this administration, there is not one I can point to and say, well, at least we got this going for us. That one's working. There's not one. Hakeem Jeffries and the neocons continue to push the absolutely false narrative that Ukraine is connected to our national security. It's not, but here they just keep pushing and pushing. Listen.
We cannot allow Vladimir Putin to succeed in Ukraine, as it will undermine America's national security interests and that of the West, NATO, and democratic allies throughout the world. We'll see what happens. I think the clock is ticking, and we have to get the bipartisan national security bill over the finish line before we leave town next Friday, March 22nd, before we leave town.
Good Lord. Last night in America, something like 40,000 homeless veterans were sleeping outdoors. 400 of our so, or give or take, of our fellow citizens died yesterday from fentanyl. Jeffrey thinks our best investment is $100 billion more to Ukraine. That's what's wrong with our country right now. No wonder there was no bump. No bump at all, in fact. Now that we're launching into a general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a special offer. Just in case you haven't made the switch, until March 31st, you can get a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need is to stop procrastinating. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gruber. Support the program. Support yourself. Use the offer code SPRING24. SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all 3 major networks, which means you get the same coverage. Patriot Mobile gives you everything you need. Just like it was Super Tuesday that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment. That's all there for you. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gruber. Patriotmobile.com/Gruber or call 972-PATRIOT. Tell them Gruber and Spring 24. I'll be back.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons. saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.